asking questions later. Doing it.
Yeah. So 1 Peter, you've been studying the books of Peter, and they're tremendous. There's a, we talked about it earlier.
Okay. Yeah, you can pick me up. I give up.
No microphone.
You can hear me anyway. So many good things in there. So many good things.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to read one of those scriptures, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and you all know it. And we were singing, really, about thinking about the truth of who God is, who you are in Christ Jesus. And this is a word which actually is in the Old Testament as well. It's in Deuteronomy when God speaks to his chosen people at that time, Israel, and he never changes his mind. Israel is still chosen people, just as we are too. And in the New Testament, it's slightly elongated or strengthened words he says. This is about you. What he says about me, and it says about the call and plan of God for the church, the living church of Christ. But you are a chosen generation. That's a tremendous truth. These are true. These never change. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter about your emotional state. It doesn't matter about your health. It doesn't matter about what you're going through, your circumstances. This is the absolute truth about God. He chose you. John 15, verse 16 says that. You did not choose me. Jesus spoke those words. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you. And I have anointed you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit. So that's the amazing truth. We need to know that God has called us together on a Sunday, the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice about it. We shall praise him. Exalted. But then he expects us to receive and then to go out and bear fruit. The fruit that we bear. Community live for anywhere with God's sin. Never have God opened the door. Let me read the whole of this verse because I'm going to be derailed in this place. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are king, queen, and priest for God, a holy nation. What does holy nation mean? A set apart people. People set apart for his purpose. His own special people. That you may proclaim the job that we mentioned. That you may proclaim the praise of him who called you, called me out of darkness and brought me into the world. That's what he's saying about us. He is the light of the world, and it says in Matthew 5, you are the light. The light. Pastor Brian spent a lot of time on that verse going through. But I just underline that. This is the truth. Fact. Truth. Never change. Facts change. What's happening in your life today won't be the same tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new season. But the truth, God, never changes. So I just wanted to read that. So today, Brian's given us a kind of freedom to speak. before we go into teaching. Now, I don't know if you want to pick up John chapter 7, verse 37 to 38. And you know this so well. It says that on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me, drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." One more scripture, Psalm, verse 1 and 2. Sung it in the past. "As the deer pants for water brooks, so pants my soul. My soul thirsts, God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before?" Today, this Sunday, we have come together here with the promise. We are gathered together. He is really here. He's here to release some power into our lives, refresh us, strengthen us, send us out with something new in our hearts, something of a joy in our hearts, something of a desire of a heart to want more and more of Him. So it's funny enough, reading our scriptures this morning, where we moved, where we're living down the road here in Oxted, and now we've moved down to a little village called Prosper, very much involved now as part of the faith church there. We have been given the job, I guess, title of being the director of overseas missions. We have like 17 missionaries working in the nation. 17. So that we're 17. And so our job is to encourage them, find out their needs, decide on the finances, and to go out and see them when they come back to church, find the people, our family, and they are doing what Acts chapter 1 verse tells us, go into all the world to be witnesses to Jesus in our own location, in Jerusalem, in their area, and the earth. They need to be remembered. But I just want to say that the fact that God has called this church to be a well of
Good morning, everybody. This message about the bells, message of God is opening up, not just God wants waters and time flowing all over the world because of the time we live in. We don't see the waters of God flowing over this nation, we're going to be in trouble. The church has got to rise up now and be a place where people come find out what is the truth. Because if that is the facts, people can say, well, this is facts. But facts change. And I can testify to that. Because some years ago, and given live, rest of it, and I asked of praying, and as the word going to break the yoke, I thought, well, that's that means something to change. And so everything that the doctor says, that's I knew that when Jesus died on the cross, he took away everything like that. In my covenant, it doesn't say cancer, does it? It doesn't say anything. It says, and I thought, well, wait a minute. What my body is showing up on the scans is something that's fact. But the truth is, Jesus has said, and that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. He paid the price for all the things that I might be. So something here has got to change something over there. See what I'm saying? Now, where does that change come from? It comes out of the well, because the well is the water of life. The water of life contains healing. And God wants to wash us in such a way with his word as though it was water, rushing over. Help us understand we can get from here to there because he has already paid the price. So, long as I'm standing here as a testimony, I did not body come in out of my body. It's not in my don't. Go through the whole work. Sometimes we do have to have nasty things that happen in order that others can learn from us and see how God comes. So these wells are responsible. Imagine and a rope, don't you? Yes, in order to get water out of the well. In the natural, you need a bucket and a rope. So let's read the story from John chapter 4. If you've got your Bibles. By the way, Jesus says that we need to pretend. Needs to have some tools to guard the world. The equipment God has given us is this, the Word of God. And it worries me sometimes when I am speaking in churches. This week, focus on actually the word, let God deal with changes that he wants to make. See, the word that I had was from my pastor, and it was the anointing break yoke. So a yoke is bondage, isn't it? You've got a yoke like an ox neck. But God said, the anointing will break that. So in order to break, I needed to let God use that word to show me something that I couldn't see to start. But I needed to go back to it, let him speak to me. And this is the point. The word God brings to the Son, the word that to find out what is God saying to me about what do you want me to do? Because every word in a church is a word that we can't God ever, I don't think it's like wanted them to change the way they think, wanted them to change the way they act, wanted them to change their attitudes in order that they would become more like him and respond to the poor, the needy, those that were starving in the right way. And all of us need to be in that position. God can do something to change us, responsive to those that really need us. Because we talk very simply about we're not allowed to tell us, but we just don't. How well. Because if he feels how well, so that we can really have a heart on how to. And we need to be that sharp focused. And I know I testify. But I don't want that. The world is changing so fast. The Holy Spirit's work is where all of us. It must be a time for Jesus. First, we don't want to be standing. God that is. And so that our whole area and all kind of tricks. Yeah. Because the it gets excited by watching those that used to be the case. I believe. Amen. So wouldn't it be good to have lady got set free of something wonderful and got set free. Somebody raised from the dead in the hospital. And these things are actually spoken on our national radio. Not just the Christian media, but the media hasn't, because the media is much more in serving the God of this world rather than serving the God of this world. And honestly, okay? Because Jesus built the kingdom of God. We are to be part of that. When he comes as king, I don't want to see him as a king living in a little tiny place with very because the Bible says his train will fill the temple. The train will be all the people that have got saved from all over the world. Imagine how many thousands. So it's going to happen. And we're in the history where things are. And Alice and I have traveled to many nations from having what we've seen. But some nations are beginning to change. And it's time for this to change. So I'm interested in this bell that is established. Next, we've got another one. And you know something, when Abraham and Isaac, well, they were very often quite close to each other. And so don't be despondent about that. Don't think, why are they right next to each other? Are they trying to clean our sheep or whatever? The answer is no. God has opened a way for another world to us. More life. A well means life, doesn't it? So, so let's go to, got your Bible. What was happening? Jesus was on his way back to Galilee, and he had to go through this. And eventually, village. And that village was the village where Jacob had given his son, and it was called Jacob's well. Still open. Because the well has been kept clean, if it was left alone without any attention, it would be full of water. So he comes to the well, and verse 6, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus was after the long walk, and he sat wearily beside the well at noon. Soon a Samaritan called the water, and Jesus he was alone at the time. The woman was surprised. Jews have anything to do with this. She said, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. Jesus, if you only knew if God has and who you're speaking to, you would ask. But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket. And this well is very deep. Where would you get this water? And besides, do you think you're greater than us? How can you offer better water? Anyone will see But those, it becomes fresh bubbling spring, giving dinner. Then I'll never be thirsty again. Then you know the husband situation, challenges, and but I want to come to believe times when it's no longer matter, whether you worship the Father or Samaritans are very little question about which salvation comes to you. I'm here now. Two questions are the Spirit. Father is those who worship. God is so those who worship us. Woman said, I know them. When he comes, he takes me. Now, that's awesome. But basically, I want to teaches, it gives us our spiritual, it enables us to understand Jesus. Now, so this is what we learn. We come to the well because he comes to the well. He could have said, because the well was place that he showed up because somebody else was going to show up in time. You understand? Sometimes there are people out there that haven't come to this world. If they hear about the light, and all of us are responsible for telling others. And if they don't come to this well, they'll go to that well. And if they don't go to that well, they'll go to the other well up the road. Jesus has got all his wells, and he's got different truths presenting well. Not one well will present all truth until he himself comes. Then we will see the fullness of everything. But there are people in dug something that have got transformed. For example, who's heard of Martin Luther? Yeah? Martin Luther was very keen. He did some things which weren't right. But he did dig the well of faith. He opened up faith to the church. Remember the Catholic time charging people to have their sins given and so on. And he suddenly read the Bible again, realized because God opened the water of life to him, to show him the life that was in him, which is, if you have faith, then you can have, you know, anything Jesus has It's all about faith. So Martin Luther is well known for opening up to in time. The truth about faith we'll take for granted when we faith. And we believe in faith, don't we? We believe that faith is important. It's no good reading the word without faith, is it? Because it's just a jumble of words. I don't know how long occasionally I'd open it up, but I think that's what I don't know. There was no faith. It wasn't until I learned that Jesus had given me a measure of faith which to believe upon me. When I believed that, I thought, does it work? Believe the word. Then open it. I discovered life. And it's faith. If you take John Wesley, he was digging as he was galloping around on his horse, telling the people about Christianity, Jesus. He was particularly talking about Jesus as about the Lord, his Father as a holy God. He was digging holiness. He was understanding holiness in the well, and he was presenting that to the people. That's because it was the guilt of the sin coming up against the holiness of God that made them. And every year, Jews have the festival and we're coming up now when the year. Now, Jews know this. We as a Gentile, but we never really saw ourselves. That's why they need to have this festival of atonement, to bring their sin before God. And then, of course, they've got to wait a whole year before it happens again. Whereas you and I have the blood of Jesus. And Jesus has set us free, and we can go to him at any time and say, oh, Lord, I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. But that's what holiness does. Holiness compares it. There is no two can't mix. Separated. Then, have you heard of E.M. Bounds? But he was a guy who really understood the power of prayer. And he dug in the well until he got hold of what prayer does. What does the Bible say about prayer? I want to dig it out. I want to find out. And as a result of it, he told me, the Bible says you ask for anything. Provided it's the will of God, God says you. And, you know, he was famous for that. He went around the country telling people, don't put up with being slaves. Don't put up with it. Pray. And God was. Then you've got Charles Finney. Charles Finney was famous for digging the well of revival. And in the country, like, read Finney's work and suddenly realized, hey, we can have revival. We can have things change as a result of hard nights where he can bring revival. He can change things from death to life. John G. Lake was the man who opened up healing for everyone so that people began to believe that they could. Lester Sumrall, we were actually taught by Lester Sumrall, was the one who went around the world, the governments of the world invited him to come to prison because they watched prisoners. and I are part of this. All of us have the power to dig into the things. We can dig out how much God loves us. We can dig out all sorts of things that God wants us to do. But the well will remain doing nothing, no bubbles, no life, and stir it. Get in this word, dig out. So, and I just want to show you this woman was surprised that Jesus was fine. She was from where? She was a Jesus. Is Jesus still a Jew? When he comes back, will he be a Jew? A lot of people think that Jews don't matter. Well, Jesus spoke very clearly. He was sent to Jews. And she obviously had a lot of conversation with him. I want to live this life bubble up. Eternal life with God. In the Bible, it does say when Jesus comes back, no Jew, no Gentile, everything will be a flat plane. And we know that there'll be. In the meantime, we're still living. And she went on to say, well, when Jesus comes back, when the Messiah comes, said, and now the Jews Messiah, because the Messiah then the one we were gentle about. How many impressions never knew about Messiah? I didn't know that there was any way I could be saved. I didn't know I needed saving. But all of this has come to us through the Jews. This is why the Jews today are saved. Because God has blessed them. And Alice is going to take that on. Why we today digging that the harvest is paid with wages, the fruit they harvest is brought to life. People brought to eternal life means that the Jews have told us about eternal life. Wouldn't well, if Jesus hadn't come as a Jew, then first
I was asked this week to be a guest.
That's what is the situation. Thank you. I'm digging this well. I'm going to leave it up. I'm going to send it to the internet. But I can continue to dig. That's it. Salvation is of the Jews. We need to be thankful to people for everything. Our salvation more than anything else. But thank you.